Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Mary Steinlich, and she is the new GIS coordinator for Cass County. Good morning to you, Mary.
Good morning.
Mary, you're new to Cass County. How long have you been here?
I am going on my third week now.
Okay, just kind of getting to know your way around.
Yeah.
Getting to know a few people. And of course, your office is at the courthouse.
Yes.
So that's a good way to get to meet a lot of people, right?
Yes, it is. I've met some very nice people already.
Okay. Well, I think first, I really want to find out a lot about you, Mary. But before we do that, I need to find out about GIS, Geographic Information Systems. You're the coordinator for Cass County. What does that mean?
Well, geographic information systems, I usually explain it as mapping on a computer is really what it is. A lot of data comes in, and what I'm doing right now is kind of, well, in the beginning I'm trying to figure out where everything is stored, because they had a gentleman with the Schneider Corporation come in, and he's been contracting out for a couple years now, and now I'm trying to come in and kind of see where everything, how everything is set up, and so I already have a couple projects that I'm starting to work on. I have a sign inventory project, and I'm also working on an easement project.
Okay.
So, getting started.
And this is for all of Cass County?
Yes.
So, when you say you have to find the information where it's stored, what kind of information?
Different layers for the map. So, like with the sign inventory, there's, of course, we have the roads layer, and we might have, like, an aerial photography layer to go on top of that. And then the signs layer is just GIS points on the map of where the signs are located.
I think we need to make a visit to your office and see that on the computer. It would be really interesting.
Yeah.
Now, when you talk about a signs inventory, does that mean, like, all the business signs, directional signs, what kind of?
These right now are just the road signs. So stop signs, yield signs, things like that.
So you might find there where there's supposed to be a stop sign that's mm-hmm. missing, for instance?
Right now it's just an inventory. They want to eventually go out and check to see what kind of post it has, check the reflectivity of the signs. So right now we're just kind of getting...
finding them.
Yeah. Putting them on a map and making sure, and then later, you know, we can inventory them, make sure they're there, make sure the signs are in good shape.
So after you find this information, then who gets that? Who's going to use it?
Well, the county will use it.
But who in the county? The engineer's office?
Yep, the project is for the engineer's office.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And that's pretty much all of GIS is kind of follow up with the engineers?
It's really going to be kind of for everyone. I mean, there's GIS is such a broad, you can really use it for anything. And so really any of the offices can come to me with a project, and I can see what I can do for them.
Would the USDA offices, do they have their own system, or might they come to you to look at land in various ways?
They'll probably have their own system. I actually used to work for the NRCS, which was under the USDA, uh-huh. and they have their own GIS specialists. So.
Okay. and they are looking at some kinds of different things. What about... I'm just sort of searching for what else, like, is housing, where barns, houses, and so on are located out in the country? Is that
That's going to be all on aerial photography on our pictometry. So anyone can come in. I've had a couple of people come in, landowners that want a map, a print off of their parcel. And okay. where everything is located on that. So I can do that as well.
Okay. So you're hired by the Board of Supervisors. You're working with the engineer's office, but you're telling me that private individuals could come in and get some.
Yeah, I mean, attention. I'm a county employee, so.
Okay. And where is your office?
I am downstairs of the courthouse, right across from the assessor's office.
All right. So if we want to find you, Mary Steinlich, we know where to find you.
Yeah.
But very interesting. And I'm thinking there may be some groups who would like to have you come and speak to them. Is that something you'd be willing to do?
Sure, yeah.
I'll take your computer along and plug it in and show them what you're doing.
I don't have a laptop, but...
Oh, but if some... maybe that will work. I was going to say if somebody else had one, but then it doesn't have the programs in it.
Yeah, probably not.
Yeah. So we'd have to come to you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I think it could be really interesting and, find out... this information, obviously it's needed or you wouldn't be here.
Yes, it is needed.
So, Well, let's talk a little more about you, Mary, in terms of, you know, how you got to this point. I want to know about, you know, what were you doing when you were a kid?
Well, I grew up in Minnesota, and my parents live in Faribault, so southern Minnesota. It's only about 4 hours north of here. I went to school at Bemidji State, which is about 10 hours north, so it's quite a trek. As a kid, just I really loved to do anything outside. I was in 4-H for a while. I showed chickens.
Were you in sports, various kinds of sports?
Sports. I was never really an excellent athlete, but I did dabble a little bit in golf when I was in high school. Definitely wasn't very good, but I like to be outside, and of course we got out of school a little bit early when we had meets, which was nice.
You bet. How about skiing?
Skiing? I've never skied.
All right. New thing on your list that you can do, right?
I'll write it down.
Both the cross-country and the downhill as possibilities. And you know, one of your kind of coworkers, Laura Cannon, can probably supply you with the cross-country skis if you want.
That would be great. Yeah. I'd like to try it.
We may have some snow here this winter, so you could do that.
Yeah.
When you were in Faribault, as you say, that's southern Minnesota. So we're not talking a whole lot different weather than we're going to see here.
No. Yeah, maybe a little, but not much.
Yeah. I think sometimes you will find, as I found when my parents live in Minnesota, that spring comes a little earlier, falls a little later.
Which is nice.
Yeah. A little bit longer season. But we're going to get it right away. We're going to get into this winter weather. How did you decide that this is the kind of area you wanted to work in? I mean, you have to be a computer nerd, first of all, I think.
Yes, yep, you do. And actually, I didn't know that I wanted to do GIS until my junior year in college. To be honest with you, I didn't even know what GIS was until just a couple years ago. I majored in wilderness management. I wanted to do something with a DNR. I wanted to be outside. I wanted to work with people. And wilderness management had a class requirement of intro to GIS. And so when I was up at Bemidji State, I took the intro class. I was very nervous, had no idea what I was doing, but I really, really enjoyed it. I thought it was interesting, and I liked how the technology changes all the time. And I really enjoyed doing it. And so I took every class that I could while I was there, and I got a minor in it. And after I graduated, I started looking for GIS jobs.
Mm-hmm. And you said you worked for NRCS first?
Yep. Yes, I worked up in Bemidji for them.
And now here you are in Cass County.
I know.
We certainly want to say welcome to you and hope you enjoy being here. You know, it seems like this job is a bit of detective work.
Yes, you definitely have to know what you're looking for.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And then you might look different places. And I was interested in, you're talking about layers, you know, you have a map and you layer something on top of it. And sounds fascinating. And you're going to learn a lot more about Cass County here in the next few years.
Yes.
So, as I mentioned, Board of Supervisors who hired you. Mm-hmm. And of course you had to come and interview. And so we hope that you're finding Atlantic in Cass County a welcoming place.
I am. Everyone has been very nice.
Mm-hmm. Anything unique about the geography here that's different than Faribault? I can't remember. I've been through Faribault. There's some rolling hills around Faribault.
There is, and it's a lot of agriculture, so that's similar to down here. It's definitely more ag-based down here than it is in Faribault.
Interesting. So there's some more industry around Faribault?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, it's only an hour south of the Twin Cities, so it's not as rural as it is down here.
Uh-huh. Good sized town. We've talked about what you did in high school. Do you have some hobbies now that you're looking into besides your new job?
Well, yeah. Just really anything outside. I love to hunt and fish. I do like to golf, although I'm not very good at it. And I love a good book.
All right. So when you're not out there exploring the parks and the outdoor area, you can get a book from any number of libraries in Cass County.
Yes, okay. Yes. I actually haven't been to the one. I live about 3 blocks away from it, so I need to put that on the list as well.
Absolutely. You'll find that Cass County has great libraries, and we hope you will enjoy that. So thank you so much, Mary Steinlich, for visiting with us, and we'll hope to see you again.
Yes, thank you.
Till next time, here's the thought. Love your critics and love those you are critical of, and you will enjoy your life much more.